It's been a long time since the Midwest was hit by a major earthquake, but when it's been hit hard. Earthquake observers are still talking about that series of earthquakes centered near New Madrid, Missouri, 187 years ago.
People say that bells rang in Boston and things of that nature. So, yes, indeed, it was quite a group of shakings.
John Robson is a risk management consultant for EQE, an engineering firm specializing in earthquake-resistant designs. Robson says when the Midwest is hit by an earthquake, the damage tends to be more extensive than places such as California. For example, he says in 1895, a trembler of 6.8 on the Richter scale hit the St. Louis area, while about the same magnitude as the earthquake that hit Northridge, California in 1994, the damage in the Midwest was spread over 10 times the area. Robson says today, if an earthquake that severe hit the Midwest, it would cause a lot of damage to some heavily populated areas.
An earthquake of the same magnitude will ripple much, much further than it does in the state of California. So if it were to happen in and around the Memphis area, as an example, it would very well be felt in St. Louis, Evansville, Indiana, other places as well.
Experts say communities in the Midwest are vulnerable to even moderate earthquakes because the buildings were not constructed to withstand the quakes. The older downtown areas and schools are mostly made up of buildings of unreinforced masonry, which does not hold up well when the ground shakes. The ripple effect of a severe quake in the Midwest would damage highways, runways, railways, and bridges across the Mississippi and other Midwest rivers. It could kill thousands of people. It would likely cut off telephone trunks and topple microwave towers across a large region. Getting information out and getting emergency help in would be difficult. But because there's not been a major earthquake in the Midwest in more than a century, it's hard to determine the cost of possible damage and therefore the cost of earthquake insurance. The Insurance Services Office is a company that projects damage costs for insurance companies. A spokesperson for ISO, Christopher Gaudet, says until now, such a damage assessment has been just an educated guess.
You need a large base of loss experience to make your future projections. Earthquakes are so erratic and so non-cyclical, and in some cases you can go decades, sometimes whole centuries, without an earthquake. So the law of large numbers doesn't work nearly as well for projecting earthquakes and computing probabilities as it does for other types of perils, such as auto accidents, for instance.
But Gaudet says recently the ISO has been better able to project those loss costs because of some advances in using computer models.
We know a lot more now about the science that determines the likelihood of earthquakes, and the computer models that simulate potential earthquakes in different parts of the country are based not only on past events, but more importantly on geological data and archaeological data and other types of scientific information to generate the likelihood of their occurring.
With new computer models, the ISO came up with new cost estimates for insurance companies to help determine their rates. The ISO's new models call for much higher earthquake insurance rates. In Missouri, nearly 400% higher for some commercial property owners and almost 300% for some homeowner policies. For example, on a commercial building worth $100,000, earthquake insurance could jump from $57 to $282 a year. When the Missouri Department of Insurance reviewed the recommendations, it had a lot of questions. Spokesperson Randy McConnell says the department is conducting a formal exam to see if the higher insurance rates recommended by ISO are justified in a state that's never had a major earthquake claim.
Once ISO starts raising the threshold and the market, then it is likely that other rates will float up from other insurers that don't follow ISO rates will float up to meet it.
Even if rates go up, McConnell says it does not necessarily mean better earthquake coverage. The insurance companies merely pool the money to cover all kinds of claims, not just earthquake claims. So rates could go up, but there's no specific earthquake fund established. McConnell says the recommendation to raise rates comes down to one question.
The question is whether it's reasonable, and if it's tripled, and that money's still not set aside to cover benefits when there is an earthquake, is it reasonable?
The Insurance Services Office says the higher rates are reasonable. The ISO says they might mean higher premiums, but they'll also mean more secure reserves and stronger insurance companies to handle claims when the big quake does shake the Midwest. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.